Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And coming up this hour, we've got a busy show lined up. Coming up around 9:20 or so, we're going to hear from the Red Cross. We have a spokesperson going to be joining us, Jane Blocker. And then later on in the program, we'll also hear from the Cons of United Ways. They're getting set for their upcoming campaign, and we'll hear from the new campaign champions as well. But we're going to start things off today with Megan Doherty, who is one of the extension agents out at the Riley County K-State Extension. She works in a family and consumer sciences and stuff. Megan, good morning to you today.
Good morning.
It's always good to talk with you here. And I was looking at the calendar as we changed to the month of October, and that usually means we're talking Medicare here this time of year. And we'll get into some scheduling things here in just a moment. But let's talk about just kind of a broad overview of Medicare and the different parts to that.
Yeah, absolutely. So as you said, October in my office generally means Medicare open enrollment season, which we'll talk about a little bit later. But there are basically four different parts to Medicare. There's your Medicare Part A, which is also known as your hospital insurance. And this is the part of your insurance that covers your inpatient hospital stays, any care that you get in a skilled nursing facility, hospice care, and then some home health care as well. Your second part is your Medicare Part B, and this is known as your medical insurance. Part B is generally the one that covers those certain doctor visits, outpatient care, durable medical equipment, and then those preventative screenings or services that you might receive at your doctor's office as well. The third part of Medicare is the Part D, and that is what we really start to pay close attention to at this time of the year, and that's the prescription drug coverage. As the name states, that's kind of what helps cover the cost of prescription drugs. So don't have to have that part, but we always highly recommend it just for the future. And then we have your supplemental insurance. So it's not technically a part of Medicare as you would see it as the original Medicare, but we do always highly encourage getting a supplemental plan to supplement your Part A and Part B, just because Part A and Part B do not necessarily cover everything that you'll receive as far as medical care goes. So that's when those supplemental or Medigap policies come into play, and they really help to, work on covering what the Medicare Part A and Part B do not cover. So those are the four basic parts to Medicare. There's also another component you can get into, which would be the Medicare Advantage plans or the Part C. So you either have the Part A, Part B, Part D in a supplement plan, or you go the other route and you get what, like I said, is called a Medicare Advantage plan or that Part C. And that kind of encompasses all of those other parts into one. So there's advantages to each way you go, disadvantages also, as you might assume. So if you have questions about those, feel free to call our office, and I'd be happy to discuss your options with you and get you down the right path of what works best for you. Our office number is 785-537-6350.
What would be some frequently asked questions you hear from people each year? Because I know you deal with this on an annual basis.
Yeah, so just we do the open enrollment once a year, and that's October 15th through December 7th, which is what's coming up. But as you know, people are turning 65, going on disability, or those things where they do qualify for Medicare throughout the entire year. So we do get questions year round about what do I need to do to enroll in Medicare? What are the best options for me? What parts of Medicare do I actually need? What parts I don't need? And then I think the most questions I get are just in regards to oh, I saw this commercial online, or I got this phone call, or I got a piece of mail about Medicare saying I need to sign up for something. So just clarifying what is actually real news and what is not, and what works best for the individual, or what parts you actually need of Medicare.
Okay. Well, what happens, you know, we talked about open enrollment. What happens if you miss open enrollment and you don't make it in these next couple months?
Yeah, so definitely there's a couple things that could happen. So during the open enrollment period, Medicare beneficiaries are granted a time to kind of switch up their Medicare benefits. So during this time, you can switch and not have any penalties or anything like that added to your account. So once you get out of that open enrollment period, it gets very difficult to change plans if you're able to change plans at all. So it's really important to, during this time, before that October time and before December 7th, for sure, to make sure that you know what your Medicare status is and how it's covering you, if you need to upgrade it or not, and just really take a close look at it, because this is a time when you are free to change with no penalties applying. So we highly encourage it.
Okay. So you mentioned when open enrollment gets going here, it's in just a couple weeks, the 15th of October. And this is a key time, because I think the biggest thing here for folks is looking where you can save money. That's usually one of the top factors here.
Yeah, absolutely. And during this time, the most common thing to really look at would be your prescription drug coverage. Because for instance, what medications you were on last year might not be the same that you're going to be on next year. So that's one advantage to looking. They might have added a prescription. They might have dropped a prescription. They might have upped the dosage. Anything like that can influence what plan covers you best and at the cheapest rate. So that's where I work with Medicare clients to evaluate their drug plans and how it's covering the medications they're on currently. Versus what medications they might be on in the future. So it's really important to get that looked at, and not just because your medications might change, but also because these plans change from year to year also. So prices change, coverage changes, what pharmacies they work with change. So just lots of changes that can happen, and they don't always make you aware of them. And sometimes they send you a big packet of information, and most people don't sit down to read that fine print. So it doesn't hurt you to evaluate your drug plan. You don't have to switch. A lot of my clients don't switch. A lot of them do switch. So it really just depends. If you're comfortable where you're at, I would still recommend checking, just because prices can increase. You can get switched to a different plan or bumped up to a different plan, I should say, without them telling you or without you knowing. And then a couple months down the road, you're going to be shocked when you get your bill. So it doesn't hurt. It's free to do, just to look and compare your plans. So I always highly encourage everybody to look during this time.
How often do providers, you know, change networks, or you pick a plan and your doctor was under one, you go to one that saves more money and your doctor's not in that plan? Does that happen?
Well, technically they can only change the plans once a year.
Okay.
For the prescription drug plan. And so what might the typical happening is that prices increase. That's the biggest one. And then their formularies change on what prescriptions they cover. So that's a big thing. So what typically happens is they will, if you're in one plan this year, it's their lowest plan in 2021. It might not be their lowest plan in 2022. So sometimes they tend to slide one in there, or they might cancel your plan and then just bump you up and put you in whatever they want to. And they will notify you. But like I said, a lot of people don't take time to read that fine print, all of that 150 pages that they send you. So it's super easy. Takes about a 30-minute appointment with me. Like I said, completely free, just to check it over and see if you're still getting the best coverage for the best dollar.
All right. Let's talk about how they go about scheduling an appointment with you guys at the Extension office. Can they do it in person and over the phone? Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year, if you have worked with me in the past, which I know a lot of people have, we sent out a letter the beginning of this week. So you should be getting them soon. And it has a worksheet in it to fill out your medications. And once you get that worksheet, you'll need to send it back to the office in the envelope provided, or you will need to drop it by the office and then we'll schedule an appointment for you. The second option is if you are new and you'd like me to work with you on your Medicare open enrollment, you can always give our office a call. And that number again is 785-537-6350. And we can get you scheduled with an appointment. We'll probably have you fill out a form still. It just makes my job a little bit easier, but we'll still be able to get you an appointment. So whether you got the form or not, you can always give our office a call if you have any questions.
Okay. Anything else, Megan, we haven't covered?
Like I said, I highly encourage anybody with a prescription drug plan to check it out, even if you are happy with your coverage, just because there are so many changes each year. So if that's the one piece of advice that I could offer, whether I help you with it or if you do it on your own, just please, please check your Medicare prescription drug coverage during this time.
All right. Very good advice. Megan Doherty, again, joining us here from the Extension office. Thanks so much, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.
All right, stay tuned. More in Focus comes your way next here on News Radio KMN. We'll get an update from the Red Cross.